1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and Phil the Prophet will be on later on, and you are listening to the number one rated Phil Hendry Show. Don't make any mistake about that. Number one rated, and let me just be specific, because people say, well, number one rated, Phil, what do you mean? Be specific. Number one in, for instance, just pulling one out of the air, number one in afternoon drive in Los Angeles. How about that one? Nobody has higher ratings than us in afternoon drive in Los Angeles, just as an example to give to you, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Could I be any clearer? No one. If they say they do, well, they're lying. Lying through their teeth. Lying through their balding heads. 1-800-449-8686. Gloria Steinem has gotten married. And we do want to bring on Colleen Kristen Brewster. It's time for Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Colleen is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency in Laguna Beach, California. And we certainly want to talk with her on the program today. I guess about a variety of things, about business. Colleen is at Melvin's in Laguna Beach, which is a kind of a favorite bar restaurant of yours. I was going to say bar. Is it a bar?
You know what, Phil? It's a really neat place that features cocktails as well as lunch, yeah. And we've had a really successful week, and we've had a really, really successful summer. And, of course, we're looking forward to our fall season, where we're going to have some of our big cruises coming up to the Mediterranean, to the Caribbean, and places like that.
Do you cruise to the Caribbean during, because I know it's hurricane season.
Yeah, you know, it really, it's not where we're going, and I think that hurricane, it's a little bit overrated. It's going to be fine.
Because if you're going to the Caribbean during hurricane season, it doesn't make any difference to me.
No, we have a lot of fun, and we go to some tremendous places, Phil.
All right. Gloria Steinem got married over the, when did she get married? She got married this past weekend on Sunday. And she has been, I know that you were a very big, very influenced by her, and she's been a big influence to a lot of professional women, right?
Phil, I'll tell you this much. I'm on the go, and I'm active, and I have a very active professional and social life. And the reason why I'm that way is because I always felt that while it would be nice to have a man in my life, I didn't need one. So many of the friends I've left behind need to have a man in their life. I don't need one. And I really, really feel betrayed a little bit by Gloria.
And you feel betrayed by Gloria Steinem. Do you think other... And by that, what do you mean?
Well,
I think... I mean, excuse me.
Well, I think that, you know...
Go ahead.
I really feel that Gloria Steinem, because she taught the generations of women to rely on themselves, one, you don't need anyone to complete you, two, women have all the power, and three, women can take care of themselves. I know I'm a woman. I don't need a man around to remind me of it. I don't need a man to validate me. And here's the proof, Phil. I own my own business.
Right.
I have my own house. I have my own credit. Yes, I do have a boyfriend. Hold on for a minute. My headphones just fell out of it.
Hold on for just a second. Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I have my own credit. And yes, I have a boyfriend in different cities. Still, I'm not a slut. I am an empowered woman. And the reason why I'm that way is because I read Ms. I read The Feminine Mystique. I read Backlash.
Okay, now we're getting to it. So you feel, and I was going to start the show by saying, you feel a little betrayed by the fact that Gloria Steinem has gotten married.
I do, Phil. Gloria gets married, okay. It's sort of a betrayal. She's old. At her age, sex is going to be difficult. And I think it's really crude of a postmenopausal woman to herald a marriage to a millionaire. So she sold out to a sugar daddy. Thank you, Gloria. And now, by default, She becomes a spokeswoman for Astroglide because, as you know, Phil, at her age, for a postmenopausal woman, sex can be searingly painful, and yet there she is. She's playing the whore Madonna for another slave-trading, beastmaster alpha male with a questionable prostate. And I really, really feel betrayed.
So there is some anger, and I know that...
Phil, I don't think it's misplaced anger either. I think what Gloria Steinem has done is she said to us, go out, be empowered, be on the go, have your own business, get your own credit. Oh, and excuse me, I'm going to go marry a millionaire and lay in a case of Astroglide for the winter. You know, that's what bothers me. That's what I think is tough.
You have a resentment that she is married and therefore is selling out.
Selling out. I really think so. And for a lot of young women like me who did grow up in the 80s and did read Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan, Germaine Greer, I think that, God, I feel so let down by what was once a very proud and strong woman on her own. Gloria Steinem has sold us all out because the sugar daddy has landed. And I really have something I want to say to her, Phil. And I really want to...
You know, let me give our phone number, okay?
Sure.
Our phone number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency in Laguna Beach, California, about Gloria Steinem getting married to a multimillionaire by the name of... David Bale and got married in rural Oklahoma. By the way, it's kind of a wild wedding, wasn't it?
It was wild. They had they had some kind of an Indian or something like that. But I want to say something, Phil.
They had some kind of an Indian. They had the Native American who was
Yeah, it was very New Age and very I say New Age, but it was something really from the 70s. Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live is on, and it's really bugging me.
Would you turn that freaking thing to CNN or something?
What I wanted to say is this, Phil. I speak for all women when I say, have a nice life, Gloria. Be a traitor. That's why I'm offering to all of my clients a Gloria Steinem special, Et Tu Gloria cruise special, for four different ports, Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas, Ensenada, plenty of single Mexican men, and, in addition to that, plenty of rich men.
So there'll be Mexican men and rich men.
Mexicans and rich men, too. And that's for single women who still are empowered. It's really, really wrong. I think it's really, really crude what she did.
All right, let me get to what my opinion is, all right?
Go ahead.
She has a right to be happy, and she has a right in her life. She's 66 years of age. She's 4 years off of the big 7-0. I mean, she's up there. She's a senior citizen. She's got a right to be happy. She has a right to perhaps modify some of her views.
She always told us we didn't need men, and she always told us that we could be empowered and that we could be responsible for our own orgasms. We could be...
Well, I don't know that she said that, right? I mean...
If you read Ms., if you read all the back issues of Ms., we're responsible for our own orgasms. And that's really what... That's really, really crude of her, I think, at this point in her life, to be with this man. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, you don't think she has a right to be...
I think she has a right to be happy. I think you can be happy without being married. As I said, Phil, I've got a lot of different men that I'm interested in. I'm not a slut. I'm empowered. And
well, you're making the point that you're not a slut.
Because a lot of women are going to say that I am, because I have a lot of different men that I'm interested in. You know, but I'm empowered. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I'll sleep with who I want to sleep with, when I want to sleep with, and how I want to sleep with them. I'm an empowered woman. I'm not a slut. And I often thought that Helen Reddy's wonderful anthem to being a woman should have been called that. I'm not a slut, instead of I am woman. And because I really think that a lot of men think women are not...
Wait, okay, so Helen Reddy's song should have been...
It should be I'm not a slut. In fact, I think, Craig, do you have that?
You've got it queued up? He's got it.
Okay. Oh, I'm not a slut.
Okay.
What?
Just have some lunch. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster is on the line with us from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. And she says that Gloria Steinem has betrayed all women by getting married to a rich guy.
I'm not a slut.
That's great. You got a cocktail?
I'll get another absolute straight up.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show on the line with me from Laguna Beach this afternoon and this evening is Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency. She is a woman. She's a business owner. We're talking about the marriage of Gloria Steinem. This being a disappointing thing for you, even though she is committing herself to a man.
Gloria's message to all women was that you didn't need to get married, that you could be with a lot of different men, that you could experience sexually a lot of different men, and still be empowered. And now she goes back on everything she ever said about making the sexes equal, and she marries her millionaire husband. What I'm saying is I don't cop out, I don't sell out. As a business owner, and I very proudly have my name of Colleen Kristen Brewster on my business, I don't cop out. I am who I am. I experience a lot of different men. I'm not sluttish about it. Other women are afraid to go out and do those things because they're afraid of being called sluts. But I'm not. And I guess in a lot of ways, I still embody the strength and power that that Gloria Steinem doesn't have anymore.
So you think you haven't sold out where she has?
Absolutely. And I know that a lot of women will be looking to people like me to help give them the inspiration they need to move on as empowered women and not cop out like the Madonna whore that Gloria Steinem apparently is.
Okay, so that strong words about Gloria Steinem, the Madonna whore, copping out, getting married.
Yes.
All right, 1-800.
By strapping herself to a man's penis, she goes back on all that she's preached in the past, and I think...
Well, I don't know that that is exactly what's happened here. She's gotten married, okay? And
she went ahead and tied herself to a man's sexuality because she's incomplete as a woman. She's June Cleaver, Phil, and we really thought she was something else.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number with the there. Here's your music.
Oh, good. Here's the music.
Yeah, you're not a slut.
I'm not a slut.
Got it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Here's Salt Lake City. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I would like to give a male's opinion on this. I am not a great follower of Gloria's, obviously, but I think
I bet you are now that she's gone ahead and gotten married.
Or maybe make herself stronger as being, we don't know that she has not entered into an open marriage where she can still have other
men. Let me ask you a question. Why should we be interested in your opinion? You said it. You're a man.
Well, you're right. I am a man, and I consider myself equal with women.
And so why should we be interested? Why should we be interested in your opinion?
Therefore, the public radio station or the radio station asks for opinion.
You're right. Well, I put out the...
Yeah, but Phil, seriously, what has he got to say?
Well, he's got an opinion.
But he's a man.
Meaning?
Meaning that he doesn't have a perspective
on a woman's
experience in this country. he's not female. He doesn't know the experience.
Well, what do you want us to do here this afternoon? Should we limit all opinion strictly to women? Okay.
They're the only ones who really know the female experience. And I think
I am not claiming to know the female experience.
Well, then why would we be interested in even hearing what you had to say?
I'm interested in hearing what the guy has to say.
Thank
and he
you.
Made the point of, how do you know she hasn't entered into an open marriage?
Well, why get married at all? See, this guy, you both are men. You think with the head that's 1 inch in diameter. And
all right, well, that's just as ignorant and sexist as anything else that anybody else has ever said, okay? But the guy's got an opinion, and we're happy that he called. 1-800-449-8686, calling Kristen Brewster from On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. All right, so you have your own business, and you have your own credit, and you have...
I feel really let down by Gloria, Phil, because she was proud, and she was strong, and she's gone ahead and done the sugar daddy route. It's really embarrassing for the rest of us. But I will say, as I said a few minutes ago, Phil, I'm strong, I'm still empowered, I still sleep with a lot of men, I still have a man in every port, I still have my own business, I still spread for anything that comes down the street, I feel...
And you're proud of all of that.
I am proud of being a woman, as the song says.
Oh, turn it off. Jeez. That is so 70s and like, you know, ABC 2020.
Well, I'm proud of what we've achieved.
You've achieved a lot of things. Gloria Steinem went ahead and got married. She copped out.
Yes.
She's gutless.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Manhattan Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a 40-year-old single mother, working mother.
Hi.
And I've got to say, I'm so bothered. I love Gloria Steinem. She is good for me in the 70s and
yes.
all the things I've grown to believe.
Yes.
This woman has to realize that female empowerment means having tolerance for ambiguity and allowing women to make their own choices.
Why did she go back on everything that she ever stood for?
Because we're allowed to evolve and change. We're organic.
Oh,
we're human beings.
I see.
Nobody said anything about a penis. You've alleged this to be a penis thing. Maybe at 66, she's fond of someone. She's got companionship, and she's in love, and she's
why
happy.
Marriage? Why marriage?
She wants to bend her earlier statement.
Why
you're allowed
marriage?
To do that as a human being.
Well, so we've evolved back to the 50s is what you're saying. You use the word evolution. I call it regression. Back to the 50s and to the 60s, too. Before we were enlightened.
May I ask your age?
I'm 28.
You know what? I will tell you, as you age, you're going to evolve in some of your opinion. That, you know, you get real militant when you're young and you're successful, obvious, when you've got a lot going on for you and good for you. And
you remember this?
You have to have tolerance for other people's choices.
Don't you remember how good we all felt when we first heard this? You know... I am a woman, I'm not a slut.
Well, I think that you're putting sexuality way too much on it.
No. What I'm saying...
I think that you're saying that she's tied to his penis now.
Yes.
I think that's just totally ridiculous.
No, what I'm saying is she's strapped on one man's penis as opposed to sampling a lot of them.
Wait a minute.
Maybe she sewed her vagina shut and she's going for companionship so she didn't have to put up with this kind of ridiculous rhetoric.
Empowered women never would do that. Yes,
I
paid the price. All right.
I think that you really need to realize that you have to have some tolerance for ambiguity. And as an empowered woman, we should all support each other's individual choices, whether it's be a stay-at-home mom,
right.
be married, be single, whatever.
Why not? I mean, you know, as Barbara Bush said, viva la...
Oh, Barbara Bush, that's a great one to quote, Phil. That's terrific. What a Democrat you are. And
I'm just saying, viva la difference. Isn't that what she said?
I want to say to this lady, what's your name?
I'm calling from Manhattan Beach.
What is your name, though, your first name?
My name is Kimberly.
Okay, Kimberly, you can count on me, because I'm never going to go back on what Gloria, Betty, Jermaine, Erica Jong, all of them stood for. I am a woman. I'm not a slut. You know, I can still take it in the butt or whatever.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Like it when people consider to be a slut. Because...
Well, do people consider you, because you follow the credo of Gloria Steinem? This is the Phil Henry Show, by the way. Welcome back. 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency. You are a very proud woman.
Yes, I am, Phil.
Well, you named a travel agency On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. That's the name of it.
Yes, it is.
Because usually I've heard travel agencies, you know, whatever, worldwide cruises or global travel. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster almost sounds like a TV show.
That's exactly the way I wanted it to be, Phil. That's how I wanted to position it. I wanted to position our travel agency as a very glamorous entity, something you'd want to be involved with. And you said the magic words, something that was reminiscent of a TV show. That's why I'm a trendsetter in our business. That's why I'm head and shoulders above everybody else. And that's why we're talking about Gloria Steinem. She taught us as women to be that way. And when she gets married, I think she goes back on that credo. You know,
so the betrayal you feel is that Gloria Steinem is married and she's not out there sleeping with a lot of men. I mean,
Phil, I'm not focusing on that.
But that's exactly the way it sounds. I'm calling Kristen Brewster. I've got a man in every port. I'm sleeping with a lot of guys. And Gloria Steinem is no longer spreading for everything that comes down the highway and therefore is not true to her roots.
I didn't say spreading.
You did. You said you spread for everything that comes along. I mean, that you're making it sound like, but you're not a slut. And
because I'm empowered, and it's so different, and it is just so wrong for you not to, you know, it's really, really sad that you don't understand where I'm coming from as a woman.
All right, well then.
And I need, are there any empowered women on the line?
Are there any empowered women on the line? I've got it, you know.
I think you should ask for empowered women to call. And women who understand that being empowered.
All right, I'd like empowered women to call. 1-800-449-8686, Flint, Michigan, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes, I consider myself to be an empowered woman.
What does that mean?
I'm a professional.
If I can have both of you ladies define that, what is empowered, starting with the lady in Flint?
Well, I believe I'm empowered.
Okay, Colleen, I said the lady in Flint first. Go ahead. Go ahead,
ma'am. I believe I'm empowered because I'm a professional, can make my own choices in life, and frankly, I am very disgusted by your guests.
No, you misunderstand.
Ma'am, I understand you completely. You are repeating rhetoric that I heard when it was in the 60s. That rhetoric is so out of date.
That's what Gloria is all about.
Empowerment today means the ability to make your choices. I don't consider myself being married as being tied to anyone in particular. I am tied by choice.
Why, when you can have a variety of men, why would you tie yourself to one man's genitalia? Can we get it off of that, please?
Number one, I did not marry him to be tied to his genitalia. Number two, you are very young. You don't understand. At 28, dear, you're very young. You don't understand the satisfaction that comes from a history and shared experiences and a deep commitment. It has nothing to do with genitalia.
I have my own travel agency. I have my own credit.
That doesn't matter. You're still very young and immature. As you grow up, as apparently Gloria Steinem did, you will find out there's more to life than genitalia.
Oh, so you did not agree with Gloria being with, you know, spreading for men? And
why do you say that, spreading for men?
Really, that degrades women more than anything anyone can say. You're actually doing much more against women than anyone else.
No, I think that a lot of people are really, really jealous of me. I'm really, really cute, and I have my own travel agency.
And that really doesn't mean much when you don't have any personal fulfillment, and I really don't believe you can find it in the lifestyle you're leading.
And you're not married yet, Colleen, right?
What do you mean, yet? I'm never going to be married. I'll never cop out on our ideals as liberated women.
Will you turn that down, please, Craig? Please don't turn the music up.
I asked him to.
I don't care. You're not running the show. Don't turn the music up.
It punctuates my thoughts.
Well, isn't that wonderful? We're not in a movie here, okay? All right, ma'am, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Empowerment means free agency, and that a person has a right to change their mind. And I feel that your guest treats this person like they were a priest or something. They decided to leave the church, and now they hate him for what they did at the time that fulfilled their need to be empowered.
You remember what it was like before that, women could vote.
Correct that they empowerment means free agency.
Well, let me respond to what you said, okay? I think that when you get the...
Okay, so now you're being a smart aleck, huh?
I'm just having fun.
Is the lady still there or she hang up? In Salt Lake City? Is she hung up? I think she was probably embarrassed. What she meant was free agency.
I don't know. Is that a baseball term or something?
It means being out there and having the freedom to be who you are while at the same time respecting and that little crack that, you know...
Well, you mean when I was talking like that?
Yeah, I think that that's really, really rude.
You know something, Phil? What I have found in my business, and it's really, really true, I'm really cute, I have my own business, and a lot of women are jealous of me, so that when I say that I can go out, sleep with a lot of different Mexicans, and have my own business, I think a lot of women are jealous of me. And I think it's really, really wrong, and I really, really feel sorry for them. It's just so sad. It's sad that women don't support each other more. Okay? That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? You're talking about how women don't support each other?
That's right. And the fact...
Well, what does that mean? They're supposed to bow down at the feet of Colleen Kristen Brewster because she has her own travel agency, and oh yeah, she's really, really cute? And
no, I'm really cute. I was blessed with good looks, okay? And I've got a lot of personality. I've got a really, really good personality, and I plan really good parties. I can do my own catering. I cater my own parties. And it's just really fun.
Well, what part of that did Gloria Steinem teach you? Did she teach you about catering? Did she teach you about being really, really cute? Did she teach you about having a really, really great personality? Did she teach you to mock elderly people when they called in?
That part she did teach me. The others, no. She taught me...
She taught you how to mock old people when they call a talk show.
Yeah, because I heard her do it once on Morton Downey's show, who's really, really cute.
I think it's sad. Here is Compton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think she's really ridiculous. You really need to stop it. You really need to stop. You're constantly bragging about your career.
Yeah, I have your own credit
and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but, I mean, why can she not get married? She's almost 70 years old. She needs someone to grow old with.
Gloria,
why can she not be married?
Because she preached to all of us that we didn't need men to be empowered. You, as a black female, really had it a lot tougher than a lot of us did, because they told me about that.
Well, I didn't have it a lot tougher than anything, because I have my own business, and I married, and
what
I have my own credit.
What business
are you
in?
I'm in adult residential business. I work with adults who are developmentally disabled, ma'am.
Is that a travel agency? I don't know.
No,
that's not a travel agency.
No, it's not.
Because for a minute there, I had a picture of you putting, like, people in wheelchairs on an airplane.
Okay, well, no, that's not what I do.
All right.
But anyway, I'm quite sure I make much more money than you do anyway. So you need to stop bragging about your career.
No, what I'm saying is that if Gloria cops out, the rest of us should step up. You should step up. I should step up.
Why don't you step up? You're sick. You're a sick woman.
Why don't you step up?
Sick.
Do you remember this?
I'm going to pray for you.
Do you remember this?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know,
this lady has
No, I don't have a problem.
I heard you before.
No, I'm really, really empowered. And if you work with retards or whatever, and you, there's no way that there's... How many men do you have? I mean...
I have one husband. I'm married to him. I've been married for 5 years now. And why... You keep talking about you spreading your legs. Well, you're a prostitute. Are you getting paid?
No, I'm not a slut, and I made that point.
I'm empowered. I hope you're using protection.
You know something?
I hope you're using protection.
You're lashed to one man's thing. Do you think Helen Reddy was?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because she married a record producer.
Well, that's really, really sad, because I didn't know that.
Helen Reddy got married.
I'm done talking
She got
to you
married.
Now. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
It's really sad.
Okay, is that how you end all phone calls now?
With women who aren't empowered, yeah. They'll say goodbye, and I'll go, you're really, really sad.
All right, Colleen, good luck with whatever it is.
Well, Phil, I want to tell you about our Et Tu Gloria cruise.
Isn't that a little dramatic?
No, it's not dramatic. Just keep hanging on with that thick black forest and foreskin, sister. Anyway, why did I read that? I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes it's... Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I think...
I'm hanging up on you. Get out of here with your Et Tu Gloria freaking thing, whatever you did. This is the Phil Henry Show. Will you turn it off? This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. And now it's time for Phil the Prophet, one of the foremost conservative talk show hosts in America. Phil the Prophet, telling you how it is, putting the liberals in their place, sending a message to Washington that we're not going to take their crap any longer. Now, the single most foremost conservative voice in America, Phil the Prophet. All right, thank you very much, and good afternoon. The fat's in the fire. We have got a show for you. Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you something right now. I'm so sick and tired of this. I want you to listen to this. Listen to this here on the Phil the Prophet show this afternoon. Get a load of this. Shove this into your pipe. Cram a Bic into it. Ignite it. Smoke it. Get sick. Go to bed. Here it is. Talented comic actor John Goodman. And you remember John Goodman from Roseanne? That was a terrific deal that he did there. He returns to series television in a new half-hour comedy that puts a unique twist on family relations. Oh, really? How unique? Well, listen to this. Goodman stars as William Butch Gamble, a beer-drinking, sports-loving Midwesterner, and the Fox press release puts it this way, who also happens to be gay. Butch has decided to leave the gay-friendly city of Los Angeles. Well, isn't that taking a lot for granted? The gay-friendly city? Oh, really? When did that start? I live here. You know, when you start counting people, when people stand up to be counted, count me too, pal. He leaves the gay-friendly city of Los Angeles and returns to his Ohio hometown filled with less tolerant family members. His top priority is making amends with his son, Charlie. While Charlie has no problem with his dad's sexual orientation, of course, he does have a big problem with the fact that Dad abandoned him after coming out of the closet. Butch refused to give up, however, and crashes with his sister, Jolie Fisher. She's a tough, sexy, single mom raising two savvy, outspoken teens. Robbie, a NASCAR-loving high schooler, and blah, 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 blah. So John Goodman is going to play a gay man who drinks beer, loves sports, but he's gay. Now, let me tell you this, and I want all of you to listen to me very carefully. Back in the 19th century, there was an explosion. It was a volcano called Krakatoa. It is said, it may be apocryphal, it could be true, it is said that the explosion of the volcano Krakatoa was literally the loudest explosion that ever occurred on the face of the earth in the history, at least in the recorded history of this earth. They could hear the explosion of Krakatoa in Europe. That's how deafening it was. But I will promise you this. That will not even amount to the sound of a baby letting loose with a tiny, wet fart compared to the brain melting the bomb of apocalyptic proportions that John Goodman's show Normal Ohio will be. It will bomb. Bomb. Oh, will it bomb? Notice I didn't say it's going to outrage anybody. It's not going to scare anybody. It's not going to have consumer groups or religious groups or any other group up in arms. Even the gays won't care about this. Nobody will watch it. And do you know why? You know why, don't you? I don't have to answer that question for you, do I? But you know why. Because nobody wants to see John Goodman, of all people, play a fag. That's my opinion. I'm Phil the Prophet. From all of us here at NBC News, a good evening. All right, Phil the Prophet, that was great.
Thanks.
Nobody wants to see John Goodman play a fag.
You got it.
Well, I got to agree with that. That's one of the few Phil the Prophet programs that I agree with. I'm not saying that, you know, I want to be cool here, okay? Because I certainly don't want any phone calls, anybody calling me a homophobe. God knows I am not. Some of my best friends are not gay, but I wish they were. In fact, my very, very best friend is a guy by the name of Don. He lives out in Pasadena. Don, I wish you were gay so I could say that my best friend was gay, so I could say a lot of the stuff that I want to say. So would you mind putting on a skirt this weekend, man, so I could just make the following point, which is I agree with Phil the Prophet. John Goodman's butch, and he's tough, and he's big, and he drinks beer, and he eats a lot. He eats probably almost as much as I do. Do you really want to? Do you think anybody's going to buy that? Of course not. And I think that's probably the nobody is going to turn. Hey, let's go see John Goodman play a gay guy. Oh, it's on tonight. Normal, Ohio. See, over the last few months, I've gotten kind of a view of the inner workings of how shows get on and how they, you know, get on. It's this, that, and the other thing. And I, in fact, went out to read for a sitcom this afternoon myself. I won't tell you which one, but I actually went to a major studio to read for a part that they wanted to read me for. In other words, I didn't contact them. They contacted me. And I walked through the, I got to tell you something, it's exciting. For those of you who want to come to Hollywood and work in the entertainment business, it's the thrill of it is, I experienced it today. You go onto the lot and you walk down the different sets and the different streets, and you see the crews running around, and you see the lighting, and you see the actors and actresses, and you see riding by you on a bicycle, maybe a messenger, and you really kind of, you know, you get caught up in the fantasy a little bit, and you head down to the studio where they asked you to show up at to do your audition for the TV show, and you walk in, and you go into the office there where the lady is, and you go, "Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I'm here to read for the producer." And then she looks at you and she says, "Oh, we don't have any record of you coming in today. I'm sorry. When was that? 11:45? Nope, don't even, never heard of you. Get out." And that's just neat. It does a lot for you. And then you walk back across the street to the parking structure. You get in your car and you look for a gas station with a restroom that doesn't need a key. Phil Hendry Show.